on apologies. I was thinking about the word sorry. Usually, when I use it, I just mean acknowledged. I'm not actually apologizing. You know, I nearly walk into someone in the grocery aisle, but at the last second, we both dart away, avoiding contact. Sorry, I say, without bearing any remorse for what I've done. I'm just acknowledging the other person, out loud, so they know they've been acknowledged. I let the door to a municipal building almost close behind me, and then I look back and see there's someone following 10 steps behind, so I reach back and reopen the door as a gesture of, oh, I see you there, and I say, sorry. I've decided that I don't like this flaccidizing use of the word. Hearing it used in that way is like watching someone keep their nearly dead dog alive, just lying there on a matted down patch of stained carpet. Occasionally, it slowly limps to the food, pees just barely outside the front door, right on the porch where everyone walks. But you've been sympathetic. She's hardly hanging on to life. And you still employ her every Christmas to be a prop in the annual silly Christmas card. Sorry. Yeah, I am too, because you're keeping a dead word alive. It had a long life, a lot of really good years, but it's over now. Just take it to the vet. Put it down. Here, let me help. Let me help exhaust the word so fully that it can't be driven anymore. Nobody will want to say or hear that word in any context. They're just sick of it. I'll really start over-apologizing for things. Not in volume or in position, begging for an apology from my knees. There won't be any exaggerated wailing, and I won't be theatrical about it. Just persistent. I'll really go on for a lot longer than I need to. Always. And then if I don't have anything minor to apologize for, I stepped on someone's shoelace or something, I'll bring up an old act to apologize for. Hey, Colin. I'm just remembering that time last autumn when I stepped on your shoelace. I just want you to know that I'm still thinking about it. You know, and I'm really sorry I did that. I could have watched where I was going, but I just got careless. You know, I had a lot on my mind. I mean, it's no excuse, but I was pretty stressed out at the time, and I didn't mean for it to affect you. Did you ever take a look at your shoes that day and just make sure they're okay? Just, I mean, let me know if I owe you anything. I want to make sure things are right between us. No bad blood, you know? You know what I'm saying? In short time, I would never have to acknowledge another person again. What am I going to do with all this freedom and free time?
CourtneyJensen.com